Mahomes coming up in 15 minutes. Very happy to catch up with the reigning Super Bowl MVP. I don't want to spend too much time on this conversation, but I haven't heard too many people just say a very obvious point about Tua. So Tua had a press conference, I believe it was yesterday, and Tua's coming back to play football this year. Tua was asked if he was going to wear the Guardian cap. Now, the study and science on the Guardian cap is a little hazy at this point. I do think we need more time, more information to kind of see if it works or if it doesn't work. And Tua said that he does not plan on wearing the cap, and he was asked why, and he said that it is a personal decision. This is the part about Tua that I wish more of us were just kind of fair on when it comes to his health. I can't imagine growing up in a football family the way that he has. I mean, his brother is in the NFL, and his other brother played at a high D1 level. He comes from a football family, and you got a chance to make it as the 1% of the 1%, and not just make it to the NFL, you are actually kind of good at playing football. Good enough to where one organization gave you a whole lot of money to keep playing quarterback for them. I can't imagine getting to that point and just the competitor in you, you then want to walk away, especially if, and I think we would all have to assume this, the doctors are telling you that you are okay and it is safe for you to continue playing football. Like, this is one of those things I'm happy to just say, man, I don't know. If Tua feels happy enough and healthy enough, and I'm sure that he has consulted with his family and they have talked about the serious short-term and long-term risk of everything that he is doing, and he feels fine to go out there and roll the dice, I don't know who we are to tell him that he shouldn't. I mean, it's not just that football is unsafe for Tua. Football is unsafe for all the players that we watch. It's not just unsafe for this one individual. It's unsafe for Patrick Mahomes to be doing it too. It's unsafe for Chris Jones and all of these other individuals that go out there and play on Saturdays and Sundays and Monday night football to entertain us. Football, we know, is really, really bad for your body and has short-term and long-term effects. Man, if Tua feels like he can go out there and continue to play at the level that he feels comfortable with and protect himself and play at the level that he feels comfortable with, I'm inclined to let him keep going out there and keep playing. I can't tell Tua how to live his life. I really can't. I'm not here to stand on some soapbox about it, but I just have heard so many people trying to tell Tua what they would do if they were in his shoes, when I think this is one of the hardest decisions that you will ever have to make. This is what you love to do. And I get it. You have made so much money that you can walk away from this and you can remove all the risk. There is no substituting what he does for a living. There's nothing that will give you that feeling. My job being in the media will not give you those things. I cannot imagine being at that level and then everybody telling you, hey, man, you shouldn't do this anymore, when you are getting the best medical care and the best medical treatment available. And they keep telling you you're safe enough to continue to do what you love to do. So I think I speak for everybody. Man, I just want Tua to be okay. Because watching those last couple injuries that he's had, and one of the really unfortunate things about this is, all of his injuries, Rob, seem to happen when we all are watching. He doesn't seem to get hurt on like a Sunday game on Red Zone. He gets hurt on Thursday night football or Monday night football or Sunday night football when we all are watching it and seeing it in real time and discussing those things. I just want Tua to be happy. I want Tua to be safe. I want Tua to be healthy. And man, if Tua still has the heart and fire to keep playing football, I want him to keep playing football at the absolute highest level.
I understand that, and I respect that, and you're right. If he and the Dolphins and everyone think, hey, it's safe to go back and you can do this as well as you were before, that is, who am I to tell him no? Where I think the average NFL fan falls, or maybe just fans in general, is you at a certain point feel like you have to protect him from himself. Like, he loves football. He grew up in a football family. But I've seen these terrible injuries, and they are clearly having a toll. Whether he knows it or not, there is a toll. And it feels like at a certain point you got to tell him, hey, you're making the wrong decision, and I know it's difficult for you because of how you grew up and all those things, but you can't keep doing this anymore. Because at a certain point, if he keeps having scary injuries, it becomes a real fear for everyone who watches the league.
That makes a lot of sense, but just in your own life, Rob, isn't this a conversation for you and Caroline to be having?
Absolutely.
And this isn't a conversation that, you know, I love Scott Parks. Like, Scott Parks can't tell you how you and your family should work in this scenario. Like, this is a decision that you and the people that you are really close to, if you are related to Tua, you have to have been having these conversations. I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he has a kid. I don't know Tua's personal life, but you connected to somebody, your mom, your brother, your girlfriend, your kids, your little ones, whoever it is. Like, it, this has happened so many times over the course of the year. You had to have had those real hardcore conversations with your people about what you are doing. And if you feel comfortable enough to go out there and continue to risk it, so to speak, I don't know how I can tell you how to live otherwise. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, okay, but what is wearing the cap hurt? I understand not wanting to wear the cap if you don't feel comfortable wearing the cap. We all have this certain thing at our job. Like, I've tried to do this show sitting in that other chair. It just feels weird. For whatever reason, I cannot explain it, but I like where I sit. And it feels comfortable. The other chair is in, it is the exact same chair, the exact same microphone. It just feels funny. I cannot explain it. And I understand that this is a very, very different thing. So please do not make it seem like I'm trying to compare it. I just, if you have never worn that thing and you don't feel comfortable wearing it, I understand how you just make the determination, man, I can't be myself and play football if I don't feel 100% comfortable. And I get it. I understand the decision that Tua is making, and I just want Tua to be healthy. I just, watching him get hurt like that, it's just been, it's been really scary over the couple times that this has happened, and I don't want to see him get hurt again. So
I would say this real quick, and we can end the conversation up against the break. You and I feel the same way. We don't want to see him hurt again. We just want him healthy. Do you know what the easiest way to keep him healthy is? Not that things can't happen in his personal life, but not signing up for a sport where the former athlete, the former players tell me that Monday and Tuesday, it feels like you've been in a car crash. Like, I'm talking the non-concussed, the non-super injury. I'm not talking about the Rashee Rices of the world who have major injuries. I'm talking about if you talk to Joe Player, if you were walking on the plaza and Joe Tooney was walking around on a Tuesday, be like, hey, Joe, how do you feel? He would tell you, I feel like I went through a car crash 2 days ago. Do you know what the easiest way to be like, hey, I want you safe, happy, and healthy for Tua is? Don't sign up for a activity that makes you feel that way 2 days later.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, if injuries like this keep happening, they will go to flag football. No, at this point, I know it sounds bad. This is what the players have signed up for. All of the information is out there about playing football. We know at this point. You can maybe say that 20, 25 years ago, we didn't know and that the NFL hid this information from us. And I believe that. I believe that they knew about CTE way sooner than we knew about it. And I believe that they hid the information and didn't fully give the players all the information. I don't believe you can use that as an excuse in 2024. And it sounds bad at times, but this is the trade that you are willing to make. Like, you are willing to put your body through this ultimate punishment for the pot of gold at the end of it. And the pot of gold at the end of it is some of you are going to get really, really rich doing this. If this isn't a risk you want to take, that is perfectly fine. There will be another human being that will be willing to fill your spot if you want to retire. Andrew Luck decided to, I don't want to do this anymore. We kept on moving right along. I'm sorry. That's life at this point. You know it's dangerous to play football, and you have signed up for the risk reward of it. The reward is you can travel around the world. You can be incredibly famous doing this. You can be incredibly rich doing this. You can sleep with as many women. There is absolutely positive rewards to it. The risk is, hey, this can be really bad for you by the time you turn 40 years old. It can be really, really bad for you physically. And you and I are in a position, Rob, where we know former NFL players. You know what I mean? Like, we know former NFL players and have seen them and had these conversations. Some of them are not physically fine from playing football, but we know enough of them too that if you ask him, would they do it again, a majority of them say, yeah, I would. because you knew. You knew the risk when you signed up for it, and you continued to play football. So at least with Tua at this point, and again, I'm not here to sound callous about Tua. Tua knows all the risk that you are incurring every time you step out on that football field, and he just continues to want to play football. Godspeed, my brother.